Alors que la société gît, l'agonie à travers l'abondance de produits, l'harmonie que la consommation tâche, l'harmonie que le contrôle soumet, l'harmonie que la condition référencie dans le classeur du néant ridicule, l'harmonie a une autre identité. The rock and roll.
And this is August 26th, 2004. We're going to try to go through this in one live take, the complete history of the development of punk on New York's Lower East Side from 1950 to 1975. We start with Harry Smith in 1950, a beatnik weirdo living in New York City. His huge collections were insane, of Easter eggs and paper airplanes and rare records. He had about 1,000,060. To change America through music was his hope, and to make some money because he was broke, he compiled a triple-decker collection of songs from his records, released as the Smithsonian Anthology of American Folk.
On Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, the great ship Titanic began to reel and rock. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when that ship went down?
Smith's plan began to work as foretold. This weird music began to take hold. It sparked an interest in these forms of life underground from the norms, and soon millions of folk records were being sold. By the early 60s, Dylan Bio's Phil Oaks were doing intellectualized copies of the old folks. Then one strange folk band downtown called the Holy Modal Rounders began to make it more anarchistic with weird voices and drug jokes.
Mom's out there, switching in the kitchen, and Dad's in the living room, fussing and bitching. I'm out here, kicking the gong for euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts reeling and walking, inside voices start squealing and squawking. Floating around on a belladonna cloud, singing euphoria.
In 64, that was. Then in 65, Lou Reed and John Cale in a Ludlow Street dive had a similar musical spin, also on acoustic guitar and violin, with even more New York Street drug jive.
Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, chasing our women around.
Pardon me, sir, but nothing could be further from my mind. I'm just waiting for a dear, dear friend of mine.
I'm waiting for the man.
In 65, the Rounders met other beatnik intellectual thugs on East 10th Street who called themselves the Fugs. In April, they were recorded by Harry Smith doing the punkiest songs yet to exist, lo-fi noisy shit about poetry, sex, and drugs.
I don't have a bedtime, I don't need to come, for I have become an amphetamine bum. If you don't like sleeping and don't want to screw, then you should take lots of amphetamines too.
Smith recorded two live Fugs sessions, including Tule Kupferberg's amazing nihilist song, Nothing.
Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, Thursday, nothing. Friday, for a change, a little more nothing. Saturday, once more nothing. Fucking nothing. Sucking nothing. Flesh and sex, nothing. Church and Times Square, a whole lot of nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Fugs were real poets with real topics to speak out, and through the underground scene this crude music could leak out, beginning the punk idea that anybody could do without needing much musical ability to it, and this new crude music was soon labeled Freak Out. In 66, the Fugs signed to New York label ESP. The same label put out a band called The Gods, spelled with a Z. The Gods accomplished the feat of making even the Fugs music sound sweet, with the least musical folk rock racket in history.
Yeah.
Far from the West Coast hippie scene, New York underground music was far from mainstream. It was intellectual, but noisy and hectic, and then the Velvet Underground went electric and made folk punk more beautiful and more extreme.
I'm waiting for the man. I'm $26 in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. The sick and dirty bar, dead and alive. I'm waiting for the man.
Nothing could stem New York's strange folk punk tide. In 68 came David Peel on the Lower East Side. He recorded an album in the street, screaming and sloppy. Danny Field signed him to Elektra, sold almost 1,000,000 copies with songs like I Like Marijuana and Up Against the Wall, Motherfucker Inside.
A mother, where is my father? Where is my brother?
And my brother and my father gonna have to die. Strangest of all, on East 10th Street in 68, were the duo Silver Apples, who managed to create two futuristic albums of noise, rhythm, and poetry, creative to the point of underground obscurity. It doesn't sound like punk or anything else, but it sounds great.
Oscillations, oscillations, electronic evocation, the sounds of reality. Spinning magnetic fluctuations, wave on wave configurations that dance between the poles of sound and bind my world to song.
The Stooges were a freak-out band in Detroit, and folks ignored them until Danny Fields brought them to New York and had John Cale from the Velvets record them. While most acid rock was turning into progressive, the Stooges instead pushed the raw and aggressive, and Iggy Pop sang about degradation and boredom.
1969, okay. All across the USA. Another year for me and you.
In 1970, David Peel's second album came, with some amazing songs and some a little lame. In most pre-punk histories, Peel gets forgot because he was a hippie singing songs about pop. But his second album is the first album with the real sound that electric punk rock became.
We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die.
Even though it was 7 years before it was something the Clash would do, Peel mixed punk with reggae and the amazing song I Wanna Kill You.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's all the people of the future generation.
In 71, Lester Bangs first writes the word punk to describe 60s enthusiastic teenage rock junk. 72, Lenny K. puts out the 60s garage comp Nuggets and coins the phrase punk rock in the liner notes of it, though punk rock would soon come to mean something different from what Lester and Lenny thunk.
They meant raw 60s pop songs. I feel depressed, I feel so bad. Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. A little girl psychotic reaction. And it feels like this.
Lenny K. was also a guitarist who began playing music with an East Side poet named Patti Smith, who would use it to mix wild poetry with simple rock stuff, like the Fugs in a way, but less rough. A postmodern way to take high art and low art and fuse it.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Gloria, Gloria.
72, 73 is when the New York Dolls start mixing trash and drag fashion with a pure rock and roll heart. The David Johansen, Johnny Thunder sound mix old style simple rock with the new New York underground and sort of define the moment when stupid on purpose became the new smart. Lower East Side began punk fashion as well, with ripped clothes and spiked hair worn by a poet named Richard Hell. Hell was in Television, the Neon Boys, the Heartbreakers, the Voidoids, and he wrote the song that gave the new 70s punk generation its first anthem, Yell.
I was screaming, get me out of here before I was even born. It's such a gamble when you get a fish. It's fascinating to observe what the mirror does, but when I dine, it's for the wall that I set a place. Cause I belong to the blank generation, but I can take it or leave it each time. Belong to a generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
74, CBGB starts having punk shows with Television, Patti Smith, and the Ramones. 75, punk fanzine begins then. The whole thing moves over to England. England steals all the credit. That's how it goes. The end. This is Jeffrey Lewis. Lewis, Jack Lewis, our friend Tyler. Thank you.
Le rock'n'roll, capable d'une abstention décontractée, fournit un refus à la concupiscence et une tempérance très sobre. Il est ici question, non d'une chasteté extrême, mais d'une sagesse sur les équilibres et la pureté, qui rebute l'incontinence dépravée. L'équilibre avec le sexe et la drogue destitue le rock'n'roll, qui même à défaut d'être dans son atmosphère, fonctionne et agit de manière identique à l'imparabilité de sa force. Chers condisciples, au bout de 20 années d'études, l'analyse des comportements qui fonctionnent autour de moi m'ont mené au cycle de la vie, ainsi qu'à l'incidence que provoque la nature sur le destin, jusqu'à l'intervention de phénomènes. Il y a le dieu Ox, le roi Lézard, bien d'autres dieux encore, dont le Voodoo Child, l'enfant vaudou. Il est bien sûr dans ce statut d'enfant que l'harmonie se crée, l'harmonie polythéiste intime et personnelle de chaque être vivant s'est fait ligaturer, non seulement par sa fainéantise propre à son insu, mais aussi par son désir de posséder le temps, amené et qui s'amène par la possession de l'autre. Décider à la place de l'autre, pour l'autre, est une convoitise du temps en vue d'un respect de soi, mais surtout s'exécutera une incontinence inespérée, inopinée et surtout jamais demandée ni pensée. C'est ici, dans cet apanage du temps, que les mélodies des adultes s'orchestrent dans leur monothéisme. Leur référent divin pour des lois de soumission développera en eux une surhumanité au désir de remplacer l'autre. L'exemple de l'être vivant détenteur du permis de conduire qui va couper la route au biporteur pour aller vite et passer devant l'autre est pas mal comme exemple. Quoi qu'il en soit, les mélodies ont un son moins attrayant en monothéisme qu'en polythéisme, où la panacée des effets se trouve être sensationnelle. Le sens unidirectionnel d'une mélodie mono-humaine en style stéréotype est équivalent au MP3, toutes qualités confondues, tandis que la vertu du polythéisme offre dans sa pureté le son analogique et les craquements du temps qui façonnent le présent et l'écoute. L'exemple de l'Afrique, davantage polythéiste, plutôt ouverte à tous les partenariats, sans exclusion ni exclusivité, pourvu qu'ils soient naturellement bénéfiques et respectueux de leurs priorités de développement et de leurs choix de société, à plus de 10 000 entreprises chinoises installées sur le territoire africain. Tandis que l'Europe, qui aurait pu participer au continent à prospérer, l'a davantage utilisée. Et ça, ça fait déjà depuis des siècles, depuis les colonisations. C'était vraiment des colonisations, quoi. Des colonisations. Ils n'ont rien fait de plus que utiliser le territoire à leur fin, l'Europe. En d'autres mots, l'Europe monothéiste voulait posséder le temps et décider de l'Afrique. En gros, hein, je caricature, mais je suis dans le... C'est juste ce qui est dit. Se fait dépasser par la Chine, maintenant l'Europe, qui en plus de la ruiner, la Chine, avant nous, quand on avait déjà commencé, l'Europe, je devrais dire plutôt, la Chine va l'aider à prospérer, et en plus la Chine va prospérer et profiter à moindre échelle au continent africain. La Chine va vraiment se faire beaucoup de fric. L'Afrique aussi va se faire de l'argent, mais moins que On va se faire exploiter, quoi. Bon, ça, que ce soit l'Europe ou la Chine, c'est pareil. Hein. Et la Chine, eux, ils y vont, quoi. Ils mettent les dollars. Soit le DIP africain. J'avais fait une émission là-dessus. Emmené par l'Occident, n'a pas fonctionné. Le monothéisme a échoué face au polythéisme. Ça. Alors que la Chine, au yin et yang, polythéiste, et ses dollars, comme je viens de vous dire, va permettre à l'Afrique de s'enrichir ainsi que de tarir leur territoire. Tout le monde sera gagnant, surtout la Chine, faisant face à des pénuries d'électricité qui va augmenter sa consommation de charbon en Chine. Ça, c'est un petit truc en plus que je dis, voilà, ils en profitent, quoi. Ils n'ont pas d'électricité, mais comme ils ont du charbon et que c'est une source d'énergie pour eux, le charbon, et bah, ils vont polluer la terre et ils vont continuer à polluer la terre. Maintenant, on va écouter Trade In par Lou Reed.
Not a trade-in, although I wouldn't believe the cause. I woke up crying as we said goodbye. Me and my old self each day vanished more and more as I became someone else. He actually was murdered. I've taken him apart. But when I put him back together, I couldn't find his heart. It was resting underneath a chair in a bed of bright tin foil. If I pull back the flaps, I could still see it beat. I could still hear his voice on call as I said, I wanna trade in a 14th chance at this life. I met a woman with a thousand faces. So mistaken, could I think that it was true? A child that is raised by an idiot, and that idiot then becomes you. How could I believe in a movie? How could I believe in a book? But most of all, how could I listen to you? Such an obvious schmuck. A life spent listening to assholes. It's funny, but it's true. So get rid of them, I said to myself at first. I'm getting rid of you.
À comprendre que les décideurs n'ont ni rock'n'roll ni harmonie dans leur vie, avec comme exemple de phénomène que le beurre qui fond dans une poêle chaude, alors que l'inouï sacrifie dans la qualité des contextes depuis le lait de la vache ou encore depuis les conditions dans lesquelles ces journées se passent dans la prairie. La fabrication de la poêle ou comment elle a pu être prise en main ou posée sur le feu pour révéler un phénomène inouï. La bonne nouvelle, c'est que le rock'n'roll frappe tout le temps à la porte. Alors ce que j'ai voulu dire ici, c'est que pour les décideurs... il n'y a pas de phénomène inouï, il n'y a qu'un phénomène. Le phénomène, ça va être le beurre qu'ils font dans la poêle. Et le phénomène inouï, ça va être plutôt comment la poêle va être emmenée sur le feu, comment la poêle va être prise, comment le beurre va, de quelle vache il va naître, le lait, comment la vache va se comporter. Tout ça, c'est l'inouï. Et c'est ça qui mène aux inouïs, aux phénomènes inouïs. Mais ça, le dollar, il comprend pas ça.
Non. La barge russe. Tous les jours, à 14h, avec Helmut Schwartz et Johnny Tivbeck.